Just a little heads up, this is going to be an episode by episode recap because I cannot sit through this whole show all the way through by itself. I need to do this in parts. So you're getting episode one of Fate, the Winx Saga, a Winx Saga or whatever. I can't be bothered to go look it up. Hey guys, welcome back to the chat. I do not want to talk about the show, but as a fan, I'm obligated to watch it. This is the second time I've actually recorded this, so I'll be a lot calmer. And I decided that instead of breaking down character by character, I'm going to save that to the end because I want to see what they do. Except for the biggest problem I had. And it's more on an aesthetic thing. I've come to the terms that this is not these are not my Musa and Flora, so I have to take the characters as they are. Terrible, but I'll take them as they are. Anyway, so if you want spoiler-free, I'll give you a quick spoiler-free rundown right quick, and then we'll get into the deep dive of episode one. So, spoiler-free, Bloom is a fairy who goes to a magic school and meets other fairies. If you are a fan of the 2004 cartoon, you'll hate it. If you're not and you like Riverdale and Sabrina, you'll probably like it. That's all I can tell you spoiler free wise. Check it out if you want. Don't check it out if you don't want to. If you really enjoy the show, the original cartoon, don't bother. It's not worth your time. So that's the spoiler-free portion. After the bell, that's when you have time to get out of here so that I can go into spoilers. So, see you guys in a little bit. Okay, if you don't want to hear spoilers, I suggest leaving now. I'm not playing. Okay, they gone? Alright, so Bloom is a fire fairy. This is something we know if you watch the cartoon, but she wasn't supposed to figure this out right away. It was supposed to be a little while because Bloom was trash at her lessons in the cartoon on the first couple episodes until she found out what her actual powers were. So they did that by making her trash at controlling her powers. Now, the thing about the Friendship and Winx Club, it was pretty organic. This one, they kind of shoved them all into a room and said they're friends. Like, they don't even seem to particularly like each other. Stella almost got Bloom killed, for God's sake. Now, the way the friendship branch worked out in the original cartoon was Stella wandered into Earthrealm because she was bored. And she was with Brandon and Scott, I think they showed up later. But that's how she met Bloom. Her and Bloom met before Bloom got to Alfea. Those two became friends. So the Bloom situation is how Bloom met Flora. Bloom and Flora became friends, and techno music came in later. And then I think Bloom ended up rooming with Aisha/Layla later. So they just slowly became friends because people were friends with other people. And I think Flora was friends with Musa, and Musa and Techno were roommates. It was like any other thing. You're friends with your roommate, and your roommate's friends are cool, and y'all just hang out. Here, nope, let's all plop them into one room together. Like, and then it makes no sense because any other rooms we've seen are just like two people. So why are they the only ones with a 5-person sleeper? And mini tangent, why didn't we keep Techno? Does her powers not work with the world they're trying to build? Like you said, you have different worlds. It's not, and you have phones, and there has to be a technic, like a tech fairy. There has to. Now, they have said that the fairies don't have wings because they have evolved past them, and or transformation magic has pretty much become useless, so they don't have wings anymore. And I know for a fact that Bloom gets them later in the season, so that's bullshit. I wanted wings on my damn fairy.
And there is no transformations so far. So episode one, they meet, they're all shoved into a room. You meet Tara, who lampshades the Flora thing, saying she has a cousin named Flora. And I don't know how they're going to do that. Everybody's British, except for Bloom, which annoys me, but not as much as it normally would. Like, I hate shows where it's like an all-British cast, except for that one American, just so that they stand out. Like, Bloom's the only redhead. She stands out. You don't have to make her American. Like, she's from California. Bloom acts like she's from New York. So, and if you're wondering what that means, if you're from New York, you really understand. She doesn't act like a California girl. But I guess that also adds to the fact that she's, like, different, which makes no sense, but okay. Bloom is completely unlikable. I could not stand this girl. The way she talked to her mother, and I'm not saying this because I'm a mother, but the way she talked to her mom, and her mother was really just trying to help her get out of her shell, and she just, like, so I could be, like, one of those basic bitches, and I'm like, girl, it is not needed. Like, I really get tired of this notion that there's something inherently wrong with being sociable, being feminine. And I know that they stripped a lot of the femininity out of the show because of the agenda they were trying to push. And I don't want to get into it, but I'm going to have to because the show blatantly said it. So they wanted to make the girls not feminine looking. And which was hard because Winx was a hyper-feminine show. The show, like, glamorized 2000 fashion. All of the characters had the epitome of early 2000s fashion. Some of them I wanted and or had. I had pants similar to Musa. Like, I was a big fan of wearing, like, the baggy pants with the, like, slightly, like, with your regular fitting top because of the silhouette. So if you were around in the early 2000s, 2004, I was 14. I'm giving away my age. So I was a teenager. I dressed similar to some of the Winx girls. Like, if I could pick two I dressed the most similar to, it'd be Darcy from The Trix and Musa. Those were the two I dressed similar to. And Techno. So, minus the color scheme. I wasn't into bright colors. So, that was the appeal of the original Winx. It was about fashion and being girly and being fairies. Like, you can't be dark and edgy and be fairies. And, mind you, Winx had dark dark plots, but the girls themselves weren't dark. I mean, they had their problems, but nothing crazy. And it just, I don't think the creators got it, you know? So, I get wanting to make a girl power show. I get that. That's what Winx was. It was a girl power show. A lot of early 2000s cartoons that were female-led were girl power shows. And I don't understand why you need to take that away from it. Like, to be feminist does not mean you have to shout politics all the time. All you have to do is champion your beliefs. So while Winx Club believed in an egalitarian rule, and when the witches thought that they were better than the girly fairies, and the fairies took the fight to the witches, and they teamed up with the specialists, and to the point that other witches fought the tricks, and they were all on equal playing field. So Winx talked about, you know, that hierarchy because they were really feminine, that they came off as being weaker. So You didn't have to change that. You just had to literally play into the storyline that the show gave you because nobody took the fairies serious. The fairies are some of the most powerful fighters in the world, but because they had that title fairy, kind of like women aren't always taken seriously because we're women and we have to prove that we can be smarter or stronger or whatever. So you had it set up. It was perfect. It was there. They had the diversity. They had the girl empowerment. And what'd you do? You make mansplaining jokes, say I'm a feminist 20 different times, and you make it like you're pandering. Not even pandering. It feels like you're making a joke of it, legitimately. Like, you don't have to shout. If your show is trying to prove a point, show, don't tell. That is what the medium of television brings you. If you want to show me Sky being an asshole where Bloom is like, actually, you know, like you did a whole mansplaining joke with a character who didn't know where anything was and somebody was helping her. And she looks at him and goes, you don't need to mansplain to me. That doesn't work with Bloom. If he had done it to Tara or Stella, two people who have been there before and know where everything is, then yes, the joke would have worked. But Bloom comes off as an unlikable bitch because she immediately rebukes a man helping her as mansplaining. And he really wasn't being a brat about it or whatever. She didn't know anything. She was new to the school. She was new to the world. So, no, he wasn't mansplaining. He was helping you. You had the setup and you fucked it up, showrunners. If you wanted to make that joke, if you literally wanted to make that joke, you had two characters you could have did it with. Hell, you could have did it with Beatrix. You could have had Riven make the same comic to Beatrix, who, because of how obsessed she is with Althea, would have known where everything is. She knows where the maps are, all that good stuff. You could have had it there, but you chose to have Bloom do it, the one who knows nothing about what's going on. And I'm sitting here like, he wasn't really. And then he kind of made a joke about it back, and you thought you saved yourself, but you didn't, because it was like, that was cringy. The whole thing came off cringy. The stuff with Tara came off cringy. And I'm sorry, I'm a woman. I don't need to see female characters shouting, I'm a feminist, for an hour. It's just not going to cut it. The older people that you're trying to get don't really care. If you're a feminist, you're a feminist. And if you want to make a feminist show, then make a feminist show, but you don't have to throw it in people's faces. You can be subtle. That being said, if you are going to cast a plus size actress, and so you can have body representation, which is what you said that you wanted to do with Tara, that's fine. Don't care. I care that you race swapped one of my favorite characters. But if you are going to put a plus size woman in there, one, you should have got a plus size Hispanic. Hell, have we not proved that they can be gorgeous? Have you not seen America Ferrera? She is gorgeous and she is plus size. You could have found you an American Ferrera. You could have, what's that girl's name from The Craft Legacy? You could have got her. She was gorgeous. She's Latina. You could have got her. You can have a plus size Spanish girl. They do exist. Not all Spanish girls look like a J-Lo. You know, we have them. They are there. So I don't know why y'all didn't do that. But you had this beautiful girl. Actress is beautiful. And you put her in the worst clothes ever. She is wearing the most unflattering color of green. Like, she's wearing pea green. She's wearing vomit green. Like, I hate that y'all color-coded everybody, but God, y'all couldn't go for a nice hunter green or a nice really soft mint green or something like that. you know, something pastel, something that'll complement her skin tone, because it just makes her look, and then you made her kind of unlikable at first. I have to see how she is in the rest of the show, but so far in episode one, they played her up as so annoying, and it wasn't even like, oh, the characters found her annoying. It's like, no, she was legitimately annoying, and you use her as a vacuum to make fat jokes, and as a plus-size woman, I don't want to watch a show where it's like, ha-ha, she's fat. What does that do? That doesn't show positive body representation. That just reinforces the stereotype that she gotta make fun of the fat girl. I get tired of, like, legitimately. How many things do we have where you have a plus-size girl and they're like, tee-hee, she's fat? What year is this? I'm not even like, it's 2021, guys. Like, you're trying to make this super woke, super inclusive show, and you have a whole ass character that you're gonna make fun of. And to the point, she's not even really that big. She looks like, underneath all those big frumpy clothes that y'all put her in, she probably has a nice shape to her. Y'all could have made her look better. Being plus size does not mean wearing frumpy clothes. There are cute options for big girls. All you would have to do is play. You could even play up the whole Flora thing. Y'all are just being lazy with these clothes. And Bloom's clothes are ugly. And Stella is a bitch. And her clothes are ugly. And Musa, I am in the camp that mistook her for Tecna because of all the purple. Because I know y'all were trying to designate out the red color to Bloom, but red was Musa's color, and Bloom wore more blues. So you fucked up in that. Y'all were trying to code, she's a fire fairy, so she wears red. Well, Bloom wore actually a lot of blue, and Musa wore a lot of red because Musa was Chinese coded. So you fucked up there. And do better. If you're going to do this, if you want a show for representation, you have to do it properly. There is a proper way to show representation. And making Aisha boring and just to be there to be the black girl is not it. If you ever saw Layla / Aisha in Wings Club, you know that she had a just as big a personality as the other girls. And she was lovely, and she was likable, and she's one of the most popular characters out there. And to make her just a nag, and all she does is swim, and they make the jokes about her swimming and all that, it sucks, because you have so much room to grow with her. And to make Stella this, like, what y'all did with Stella that fucked up, you took everything likable from Stella, but left that superiority. Has Stella always thought she was better than everybody? Yes. But what redeemed her was she was caring. She looked out for her friends. She had a big heart. So if Stella loved you, she loved you wholeheartedly. Yeah, she was bitchy to people she didn't know, and she wasn't too keen on letting other people join the group, but that was because she was protective of the other girls. So, when you take somebody like Stella, who is full of herself, who is all that, but her soft spot is her protectiveness, and you strip away that, you just have an unlikable character. They took everything good from Stella, but left pretty much Stella from the first 10 minutes, if that, of episode one. She's full of herself. She is jealous of Bloom for no reason. She broke up with Sky, and when he decided he wanted to talk to Bloom, now she wants to talk to Sky. She's sleeping with him too, which is all kinds of no. She tried to get Bloom killed and didn't care. Like, they said she was racked with guilt. I was like, bitch is in here taking selfies. What guilt? And you can't, look, show, don't tell. If you show Stella pacing around the dorm looking like, oh shit, I fucked up, then yeah, I'll believe that she's racked with guilt. But if you just see her on the couch taking selfies, fluffing her hair like she does normally, then I'm gonna sit here and be like, where? And then she goes to Sky talking about, I can't stay where people hate me. Who did it? They don't you didn't just use the wrong thing and they're mad at you. You legitimately set one of your roommates to go get killed over a boy. How is this female empowerment where people are actually getting other people killed because Sky? Like, really? Sure, that's all us women are. We're catty, we're vindictive, we are competitive with each other, and we just care about the men. Except for the fact that Stella and Bloom were like two peas in a pod. Yeah, they argued because their personalities clashed, but the two of them were best friends. And I don't even think they'll like each other in this show. And this is the fundamental point of why I said the creators of Fate and Winx Saga do not understand Winx. Because it's hard to understand female friendships. Yes, we bicker. Yes, we call each other not nice names. But at the end of the day, most females, if you're friends with a female, we are ride or die for the most part. If you have a really close female friend, we will do anything you ask for the most part. If it ain't like stupid, we will tell you when you're wrong. We will be that shoulder you can lean on. And yeah, we will fight because females are inherently emotional. Like, I know people don't want to see that as a good thing, but we are emotional. A lot of females are emotional. And when you have a show with a bunch of hyper-emotional female girls and they have such a deep connection and such strong friendship and they've been in the trenches with each other and you strip it down to the bare bones basic, then you don't understand Winx and you don't understand the impact that it had on a bunch of preteens to early teenage girls in 2004 all the way to 2019. Anyway, that's episode one, and I will be back with episode two eventually. I gotta muster up the courage to watch episode two. Muster up a bottle of tequila too. I'm gonna like just make a drinking game out of this one. Anyway, I'll see you guys later. Bye.